GOP budget news today. Of course, the health care issue, we're going to have a lot more on that as the show goes along. Who puts all the pieces together with all this in the future? It's not going to be my generation, maybe not yours. It's probably going to be those gosh darn millennials out there. They're the ones that are going to have to figure it all out as we've done some good things and maybe some bad things on our end of the scale in our age group. But they're the ones who are going to have to pick up the pieces. Are they going to be prepared to pick them up? Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, who's here. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, on a beautiful morning.
It is nice.
And obviously a big political day. How does that sound?
Boy, is this strange for summertime. Because a lot of times in summer, you know, the news would be kind of quiet. Everybody leaves. But no. There's a lot popping here today, and it's just getting – I haven't even checked the president's tweets yet. So that'll all be coming up in a little bit on the show. But let's talk about millennials here. You have many clients who are millennials, and you don't reveal all of that news here. But, I mean, certainly you see that there's some unique challenges for this generation and some amazing opportunities as well.
Well, there really are a couple of interesting things that with them. First of all, there's enormous debt. Okay, let's talk. The student loans are just a huge amount of debt. That's one thing very unique, and not a very good unique thing, but it is a negative, but it is true. And second, of course, is their higher educational level. Somewhat could be related to having to continue education after the recession of 2008, because we're looking at a group born, you know, between 1980 and 2000, roughly, you know, if we take no one's quite exactly sure what age group. But this is a group that are multitaskers. They're obviously used to doing different things. They're the first generation that is completely digital, okay? They're a digital age group. They've kind of come in without needing to go to the library for this or that. They may do that, but they are able to really use the digital age in terms of information. Part of the multitaskers, this also, unfortunately, can lead to a lot of the ADHD characteristics if you have them anyway, but you can certainly develop them where you can do 100 things at once. They tend to be a connected group, meaning they certainly do connect with other people. They certainly are masters of social media. They're tech-savvy, obviously. They like immediate gratification, and in terms of an even recognition of self. But the gratification, right now, when you want a book, you can just push it, and there's right in front of you within seconds that you can read. You can order something, have it in a couple days. Not that you can't go shop and do things, but this is a group that likes things right away, needs reinforcement if they're in the workplace. They're a group that, unlike other generations, seems to have a particular interest in a work-life balance. I think we can say that if we go back a couple generations, it was more work, and not have instant gratification, build for the future. Now we have young people that are coming into the workplace, and they want to make sure there is time to be relaxing, to be doing things, to not just to be work. So there's certainly a desire to be successful, but there's also a desire to have some balance. They're also a group that can do collaboration, work together, because they've been interacting socially for a long period of time.
Sure.
There are a lot of entrepreneurs in this group, which is kind of another interesting kind of a trait. It's also some entrepreneurs that can, in the digital age, can work out of their home and create some very successful things in their home. Because the idea of the old of going into a job and spending 30 years there, getting a gold watch and retiring and that type thing.
They don't do that. They don't do that. No, they don't.
No. And so we're talking about, in some ways, an unsettled, but on the other hand, a group of quick-moving people. And also women have a higher level of education than men in this generation. So it's a fascinating group to follow because there's so many things that are quite different. It's kind of, you know, you'd have to go back to the beginnings of the industrial age. You'd have to be going into the new automobile age. You'd have to be doing a lot of things to try to find a generation that has more excitement and is also fraught with a lot of difficulties because, you know, if you're living in your parents' home, which also a large number of this group is doing, then you're going to be in a situation where you're paying off student loans and you're not able to really get your feet wet, if you will, in terms of buying a home, maybe even buying a car on your own. So there's two sides to the thing. And another thing I have seen, too.
Well, wait, but I want to ask you one thing about that, though. You talked about, you know, the way they focus their attention. Maybe they're doing a lot of things at once. And you compare it to, you know, 100 years ago, the Industrial Revolution in our country, and we had some great inventors. Do you see anybody in this group that's willing to stick with it through 10,000 tries at a light bulb like an Edison to get it right, to do something, or after five or six, will they move on to something else? Because sometimes it seems like the attempt, whether it's a long movie, whether it's a sporting event that takes too long, like maybe golf, is dying on the vine right now. Why is that, and why can't they focus for more than a short amount of time?
Well, I think part of it is the instantaneous type of communication that we can get. I do feel there's going to be a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of tech savvy, a lot of people coming along, because that's kind of our tradition, our history. Mm-hmm. When you have the jobs, you have the Gates, you have people that, you know, that come into Zuckerberg, people that come along. So I think even in spite of that, you will have a number of persons coming along. And also, a lot of the entrepreneurial class does come from the middle class, okay? And we certainly have a large number, maybe difficult times, but people that are advancing, and not just financially necessarily, but are in the process of trying to advance. So I would never think that there will not be a lot of entrepreneurs coming along at any age. That's been part of our tradition, and also part of our immigration patterns have tended to have people that have come here and have made great contributions from other countries, and that certainly is not going to change. So I'm actually very bullish on this group. I mean, I think too many of them have gotten careers, or they've gone to college and got in what I call avocation careers, meaning they can't make a really good living right now versus a vocation, but that's something that they can make up for by more education or picking up particular trades and skills. But it's a fascinating group, a group that I enjoy working with. My son, also the young Dr. John, he's works with a number of them, and he and I have talked about this whole group on a regular basis and some of the very unique characteristics that they certainly seem to have. And when I can have a 7-8-year-old say, "Oh, Dr. Braccio, this is how you do that," and we'll come over and touch my computer or something and fix something I can't figure out. I mean, it's clearly a
they're not just precocious. They're learning, and they're kind of like little learning sponges right now. And
well,
young people are anyway. But
exciting time to be alive to watch this group, and that's why I hope to live about 125 years anyway, so I can watch more and more of these things advance. It does make life exciting if we can observe, look, and see what's happening, and try to really offer opportunities and be aware of the needs of this generation from an employment point of view, which is a whole separate type of of a topic. But I do feel that their digital awareness, their immediacy, their spontaneity, their ability to do things and grasp complicated concepts and wait just to multitask, if you will, is going to lead, I think, to a lot of inventions. I think a lot of successful people. It's a matter of trying to manage the particular view, the world that you grow into, and this is an exciting one. But you also have to become technologically advanced and ready to move and somehow develop social skills different than just being on a computer interacting with people, which I do feel is one of the dangers of this
generation. It sure is. Those of us who aren't part of the generation can get sucked into that at times as well. And we see the tug of war goes on in our own mind. Why am I doing this? I need to put this down. But we get tempted in much the same way. Dr. John Braccio, the podcast will be there, drjohnb.com. That's the website where you can go 24/7, 365. He's going to live to be 125. What is that, 120 something in Italiano? How do you say that in Italian?
What?
125, yeah. How do you say that in Italian?
What, 125, that's still, so
125,
there we
are. That's right. You do that much better than I do.
Well, we're ready to go. even though my dad would say, "Io sono Romano." How does that sound?
Oh, there it is. He's got a rotate. That's right, with the Romano, and he's got and they're in Michigan as we speak. AS Roma. They're here. Yeah, they're down the road right now. They're ready to play in Detroit. So it's like the sun, moon, and stars coming together. The millennial segment, again, will be there, drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Paisano. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Morning wake up. Can't do that trill with the R like he does there. We'll do a whole segment of that someday. That'll be entertaining. 1320, morning wake up, WILS.